Benedict. The shit changed, but you know for the most part nothing indifferent. Sometimes be stuck in my ways, we can fit up in somebody's kitchen. Stick in my hand, I'm chilling with the troops and my few cans doing, so I walk like Winston. Trust me, I wake up hanging, you hang, but I'm leaving this bed, you're kidding. I'm sitting on back in the pad, get deep fried and I smoke some packs of the grass. Put the feet up, kick back and relaxing at best, no, I'm sticking on Riley's gang.
Wow, we're back.
We are back. The supreme leader's behind us now.
Well, joined by a king amongst men, bro.
A god amongst kings, a king amongst gods. But this is... A lot of people won't have seen a Bean Boozled yet, Jamie.
No.
They will not have seen it. If you're on the Patreon, you would have seen the very first one we've done of this. This is the most nervous I get. We've had some big hitters, some big guests.
Yep.
We've had Lee Sutherland.
Oh, huge.
Kellen Sheridan.
Ooh.
Massive.
Huge name.
But there's no any nerves I get quite like when the beans get broke out.
Because there's a possibility you're going to be eating dead fish. I'm sure that's one of the flavours. There's an amalgamation of flavours. Do you remember them all off by heart?
I think I do now. Because, guys, let me just break down what's happening today right off the bat, okay? This isn't going to be your normal podcast. You know, me and Jamie. Getting a right good bit of banter in the go.
Shooting the shit.
Just two straight lads. Definitely not bisexual.
Flying in a wave apart.
Just riding that wave. Today's going to be... Those waves are going to crash.
Yep.
Because we are playing Bean Boozled. If you don't know what Bean Boozled is, let me explain it to you. So, me and Jamie Kelly have wrote questions for each other. And they're questions about each other. So I chose 10 questions about my life, me in general.
Your existence.
My existence on this beautiful planet. Jamie chose 10 about him.
I shared my journey in questions, aye.
Aye. And whoever gets a question wrong, they must eat two beans.
Dos benos.
No, that might just sound like some innocent fun to you guys. A couple of jelly beans.
Oh, jelly beans are... Delightful. That's what some people might be thinking of, mate.
Oh, you're thinking, what's the point in watching this? Well, there's a twist to these evil beans.
Bean Boozled's fucked the game up, bro.
So
bean-wise.
Bean-wise, it's fucked the whole bean game up.
Used to be a straightforward game, mate.
Used to just go to the shop and buy jelly beans.
Aye, or apple. It's apple, we strawberry jelly bean. That's
oh, wee
nice.
Red jelly bean.
Aye. Then you started to get car air fresheners.
Mm-hmm.
They
were
jelly
did.
Beans and they fucked the game up a bit. And then for that, you got mail like gourmet. You ever, I mean, I've been bought a packet of gourmet jelly beans for my Christmas.
What's that?
And it's the same like company that make Bean Boozled, but they just make like, you know how all the flavours and Bean Boozled, the good side, the non-evil twin side.
Aye. What kind of flavours do you get in a gourmet?
Like toasted marshmallow and that. Oh, like see like these nice flavours.
Like the good flavours.
The good flavours, they done that. And then everything's gone swimmingly.
Oh no, they fucked it up.
They've introduced fucking...
Aye, they've introduced this. So what's going to happen is we'll answer the questions about each other individually. Where the other person's going to be out the room. Then we're going to go through the answers. If you get a question wrong, a lovely producer, Joseph Gerskadden, is going to spin the wheel and it will land on a certain colour of bean. Now, for every bean, there's a good flavour. Berry blue.
Ooh.
Cappuccino.
Ooh.
Toasted marshmallow.
Or steak and ale pie.
But for every colour, there's an identical bean which has a fucking horrendous flavour. I'm gonna... Should I break the beans out?
I think you should rhyme off some of the beans.
So
mate,
I'm just gonna show you what is actually gonna go. This chair's wild. So I'm gonna explain the flavours to you now. So we've got a lovely beans here. And some of the flavours we could get. Now a brown bean. Hey now. A brown bean could be cappuccino.
Lovely.
I'd like that.
A wee uplift.
Oh,
a wee pep in the step.
Oh, aye, a bit of energy. Or it could be liver and onions.
Oh. That doesn't sound the best.
Nah.
Basically dog food.
You could get a lovely wee orange bean with red speckles in it. It could be strawberry and banana smoothie.
Oh, tasty.
But it could also be dead fish. Another one's berry blue.
Mm-hmm.
But the other flavour's toothpaste, which I don't think it's that bad. When we done it in Patreon, we were actually clamouring for a blue bean because we're thinking either way.
Aye, good or evil.
Aye.
It's like a toothpaste being the evil flavour's a doddle, mate, walking mm-hmm. the park.
I'll reveal one more flavour. I don't want to reveal them all because no doubt the other flavours will pop up in the game. The other flavour that I'm looking at the now is toasted marshmallow, which could be good.
Delicious.
Or it could be stink bug. No, yous might be hinting there, sitting at home, all comfy in your wee bed and all that. Maybe your missus is next to you. Maybe you're even cuddling. What I want you to do is, if your missus is next to you, get a wee kiss, man.
Kissing the cheek.
Get one for us.
I think if you're at home, you need to be thankful. If you're at home, you're in your car driving, your job or work or whatever, mm-hmm. just be thankful that you're not about to eat a dead fish jelly bean.
Aye, because let me tell you something, troops. You might be thinking, it's just sweeties. Let's just...
Aye.
They're not going to be that bad. Me and Jamie nearly vomited.
Aye.
Like, genuinely, we were nearly sick.
And vomit's a flavour, by the way.
Vomit is a flavour.
So,
and there's some flavours we've no had yet, I think. I don't think I've...
We've ran through the jelly beans.
I've not had a liver and onion.
Aye, no, I don't
know. I've not had that.
Either.
I think Chavi ate that on Patreon.
Aye, see, we've broke them out a few times, so aye. People on the Patreon already are acclimatized.
Aye, they're very familiar with the beans.
Yep. But we've booked a live studio, haven't we, for like our game show mm-hmm. kind of thing. So
we have got a live audience as mm-hmm. well yep. That are going to be watching us answer the questions. And I just need to reinforce to you guys, see the smell of this, right? It is actually fucking horrendous.
Mate.
If yous have ever played this, you'll know what we're about to go through here mm-hmm. for your sick entertainment.
For your fucking sick and twisted fucking desires.
So, I think we just go and do these questions.
Let's do it, mate.
We'll go and do the questions. Then what we're going to do is come back. We're going to go through the answers. And Joseph is going to tell us if we got one right or if we got one wrong. And if we got it wrong, he's going to spin the wheel and we're going to eat two beans.
Double bubble.
Last time we done it on Patreon, and if you want to go watch the first episode first, you can go do that. patreon.com/Riley's Gaff. It'll be on the £5 tier, I'm sure. Mm. We done one bean per answer. Mm. We're up in the fucking game here.
We're up in the ante.
We're up in the stakes. Mm. We're up in the beans.
We're up in the beans. The beans have been upped.
We have. And see the pressure you feel when you're going through these answers, knowing that you could eat a bean.
Mm-hmm.
It's like nothing I've ever felt.
I mean, I freeze up and all that. Aye. I hope I can perform better. I've been on my nootropics. I've been taking care of them. I mean, I hope I'm sharp for these questions, but...
Let's go and see what happens, troops.
Like, may the best man win.
Hi, Jamie, and welcome to Bean Boozled 2024.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm nervous, though. Happy to be here. It's been a good day. I'm glad to be on Riley's Gaff Bean Boozled.
Amazing. So... The first question today is, what is Evan's full name?
Oh, I don't... what's his surname again? Come on. I think I'm just going to go, that's a trick question. I think the boy's name's Evan Riley. And that's my final answer.
Okay. Question two. How many siblings does Evan have?
Dos.
Question three. What is Evan's favourite comedy TV show ever?
Trailer Park Boys.
Question four. What is Evan's favourite flavour of Fanta?
Oh. I think it's fucking peach, mate. I think it's peach Fanta.
Question five. Name one food that Evan hates.
Evan is not a fan of shit sandwiches. Evan doesn't like. He's a very cultured man. He eats a lot of shite. He eats a lot of nonsense, so I'm not too sure. I'm going to take a guess at cucumber. I think that's viable.
Okay. When Evan was in Vietnam, this is question six, what age group did he teach?
oh, is that an age range? I'm just going to say like kindergarten, so like maybe like 2 to 5 or something, 2 to 6, something like that.
So question number 7, which scheme was it that was meant to be coming down and batter Evan and his pals for taking a picture throwing a certain hand sign up? And you get one bean for the gang name and one bean for the place, assuming if it's wrong for them.
Right. What, aye, so, right, I'm just going to go because I don't know the gang name. Oh, wait, I might actually. I think it's East Kilbride, but it also could be Hamilton, but I think that was another. I think that was just a solo guy wanting to fight him with the pictures and then end up inviting him there. It's a cunning fellow. But no, I'm just going to go for EK, East Kilbride, and I'm not guessing the gang name because I don't know name.
Okay.
That's a bean, I know that.
Question number 8. What was Evan's MSN, Addy?
Oh, Wee Evdo Riley. I'm sure.
Question number 9.
Oh, was it? Something to do with wrestling, maybe. Right, sorry. Question number 9.
Question number 9. When watching wrestling as a toddler, what did Evan do to his gran's house?
I made like a...
Or what did they do in his gran's house, rather?
Made like a Royal Rumble cage match, these boxers or something, I'm sure. And then I'm sure he was bleeding on the... Oh, no, that was fucking... That was a story for Grado on the podcast, I think. Oh, what did they do in his gran's house? Wore his gran's, like... No, that was Grado. No, mate, I don't know what happened when I was younger. I'm getting my stories, my Riley's Gaff stories mixed up. Let's just say he had a fake imaginary cage match in his gran's bedroom or something.
Right. So, question 10. It's last but not least here. What was Evan's all-time favourite ecky?
Oh. Mitsubishi's. Oh. Ah, fuck it, man. Mitsubishi's. He told me this shit. My head's like a sieve, man. Bastard. I'll fuck that right up. Is that me?
That's you, mate. That's 10 questions.
Whew. Right, let's see how that boy does, eh?
Evan, welcome to the bean chair. I hope you're having a nice night today in the studio. Uh-huh. As you can see behind you, it is looking nice tonight.
Oh, it's both equally terrifying to be here, but it's also a real pleasure, I would say. I can't wait to get started. I think we just go with
let's
the questions.
Just jump right into this one.
Jump right in.
Question 1. Where did Jamie go to uni?
Jamie went to Strathclyde University.
Question number 2. Name one football team Jamie played for at least one season.
Bayliston.
Question number 3. Name all of Jamie's household pets.
Oh, fuck, he's got about 90. Cairo, obviously. Cairo, Daniel, and a fucking... He's got, like, another dog, I think. What's that dog's name? Pure unnamed dog, man. Pure doesn't even talk about that dog. Cairo, Daniel. Do you know what? I know it's got to be a mad weird human name as well. Like, it's definitely got to be... It's not got to be, like, a normal dog name. This is... Do you need to accept my first answer?
I can... He didn't say, like, one bean for each of it, and even though it's multiple things you need to know.
So I need to get them all?
I
aye, that's fine.
I'm willing to
just go all in on this, right? I know it's not this, but I don't know it. But the name Colin is on my head.
Okay, moving on. In what year did Jamie move to Australia?
Right. So he was born in 1997. He moved at the start of high school. No, just after high school. I'm really sorry. This is really unprofessional for the quiz, but I'm going to put my phone in silent because I just heard the Discord going off there. Right, okay. Jamie Kelly would have been at school. He would have went to primary one when he was 5, which would make it 2002. 7 years, 2009. I think he was only in school till third year. 2012.
Question number five. What is Jamie's favourite chocolate bar?
Oh, that boy loves the choco. I don't know that. The beans are fucking rattling me the now, mate. I'm just thinking about the fucking smell of them and that. There's a lot in the line here, man. What have I seen him eating? What does that guy eat? Jamie's like a sweetie guy, so this is why this is throwing me off. I'm gonna go. Oh, it's gonna be something wild, isn't it? Galaxy Caramel.
Cool. Right. Name one of Jamie's current or previous pro clubs player names.
What was he called in ours? Because I was the terrorizer. And he was. Oh, fuck, what was his name? Oh, shit, I can't believe I'm not getting this. He's going to hate me for this. I was a terrorizer, and he was... Oh, no, man. No, that is so annoying, because it was a pure funny name. Oh, right, give me a second here, right? Just try to think of it coming up in the pitch and that when he scored. It was the terrorizer, and... Oh man, I'm drawing a blank in this. This is so fucked. The eagle was Sean Ewart.
Okay.
Fuck. No, wait, that's not.
Sorry.
So, wait, I'm just thinking out loud here. Oh man. That's fucked me up. He was the. Oh, fuck. How long have I got?
You've got 10 seconds left.
Right. I'll say the terrorizer, because I think he did call himself that as well at one point.
Okay. Right, question number six. What is the biggest animal that Jamie would claim to be able to beat in a fight?
Okay. I'm going to say... I'm going to say a horse.
Question number seven. What is Jamie's favourite thing to wear on his feet?
His Yeezy foam runner things.
Question number eight. What is the fastest Jamie has ever recorded a 5k run?
Well, this is going to be a lie anyway, so... Right, so like 20 minutes is like good, I think. So I'm going to say 19 minutes.
Question number nine. If Jamie were to live in any city other than Glasgow, where would it be?
Amsterdam.
Question number 10. Other than sharks in the ocean, what's Jamie's biggest phobia?
It's like things that are, I don't know the word for it, but I'm going to say things that are pure big that aren't meant to be that size. So like when we were in Lanzarote at the pool, there was like a massive like thingy, a scorpion at the pool. So it's like when things are really big, when they're not actually that size.
Okay, thank you, Evan.
Is that all the questions?
That's all the questions tonight.
Oh my god. Right. Let's see how we done then. Brother. How do you think that went, honestly?
Mate, they were fair questions, but they were tough in the moment. See, when you're up there on that stage.
On the stage.
With the fucking crowd gone mental and that. And then you're just thinking about... I see what people are going, who wants to be a millionaire and that. That pressure of what a win £1 million gets to you. But double it for the beans, mate.
I would say it's very similar to... Beat the pundit.
Aye.
Because you play beat the pundit at home, you're like, who scored a double at the weekend? Ida.
Fucking easy, mate.
Aye, but under the pressure.
Aye, when you've got the Dazzler on the other end.
But the Dazzler, imagine, get him on Bean Boozled.
Oh, mate.
Let's put a call out, actually. Gordon Duncan and Dazzler. Aye. Get them on Bean Boozled.
Both of them Bean Boozled. We'll make up a hilarious Scottish football quiz.
A very humorous look at Scottish football.
A sideways look at Scottish football for the boys in Rayleigh. Yeah.
An alternate look.
No, but what do you think, mate? How did you find the questions?
I think it's one of the ones where some of them I was like, I know that. But then there was some I was like, I should know that. There's going to be one I think you're going to be like, I fucking can't believe you, mate.
Right, okay.
Like you're going to be like, I cannot believe.
Listen, I fucking, no matter what you've answered to these, mate, I know the pressure you're under with the reign of terror the Beans has on us, bro.
When the Beans are on the line, anything can happen.
You've got the Supreme Leader looking down at you.
That's what I think he was putting me under a bit of pressure, though.
He was?
Our dear leader, Kim Jong-un.
His Excellency.
His Excellency was fucking me up, mate. Joseph, I'll be ready for the answers, mate.
We are ready with the answers.
Okay. So who are we going to go? You went first, so let's do your answer first. Aye. For my questions, and then we'll do my answer.
Right? For my questions, yeah.
Okay.
So question one for Jamie was, what is Evan's full name? And you said Evan Riley. Evan's full name is Evan Joseph Riley.
Does he know my name,
fuck,
this guy?
Bro.
Does he know my fucking name?
I thought it was a trick question, bro.
What's her name?
Good name.
It's like, mate, I'm sure you've told me that and all.
EGR, sort of royal sounding.
EGR sounds very royal.
I have the same initials as... the Queen.
Is that her?
Elizabeth Regina something.
ERG.
See, you looking at a school note. I don't know. Is the Queen still on them?
She will be.
Was she ever on
notes? I don't think they've struck her for the notes, mate, just because she's banned read.
As soon as she died, get all the notes they fuck.
So that was rang. So that was rang, right? So I'm going to spin the wheel of beans.
Yes.
So let's spin this shit.
Oh.
Mate, I hope you get vomit first.
Cunt.
So this is strawberry banana smoothie or dead fish, and that's an orange one with kind of wee red bloody bits going through it.
I know the dude, but it is the one that's got a little bit of yellow in it, because there's two that are similar to that, and I don't want the other one because the other one is vomit.
Right.
So we need to be certain about this one.
I think you just eat whatever one you find.
Okay. Bottoms up.
What are you getting? Nice.
Strawberry banana smoothie.
Oh, you fucker.
Out of date or something, but...
the beans have been there a while.
Because they're all hanging about with each other, you get some cross-contamination.
Aye, there definitely is. No, keep them open. You're going again, mate.
Oh, fuck, aye. Those
spin again for young James.
Double bubble. So this one is juicy pear... or a bogey. It says booger. I'm not saying booger.
Joe kept it real there. We were saying booger.
It says bath.
We apologise to the audience for the Patreon that we were calling that a booger.
It says bath, but we've never once said bath.
We say vomit.
Right. A nice juicy pear. Oh, that one looks discoloured.
No.
Mate, that one. Mate, you can double dip for a bean. Surely. They're identical twins.
I don't. This guy's fucking bean boozling me. You fucking bastard, man.
What would you say, pear?
Oh, not
two in a row. Oh, delightful. That actually tastes like a real pear. That's mental. Aye.
Mate, see the good flavours? They're amazing. Mate, that's what makes it so bad, because you're like, could this be a pear? And it's a fucking bogey.
What scientist made these, mate? Because they've got the flavours, like...
Aye, like, how do you... We need to talk to... Maybe we could get the leader of the beans on the podcast.
I want the inventor.
I want him in here.
Alexander Graham Bell. Graham Alexander Bell.
Right, okay.
Right, so next one.
Question number one for Evan was, where did Jamie go to uni? And you said Strathclyde. The answer's actually Glasgow Caledonian University.
Oh, fuck, I said that. I said that with chest as well, mate. I was like, Strathclyde uni. Right, okay. Give me those beans over, bro.
It's a close one. It's across the road, I know.
Okay, so...
they're the same thing.
Mate, I did go there, to be fair. Like,
hold on.
I did spend some time in Strathclyde, some classes, but it wasn't like I was under the tutelage of GCU.
What does your degree say?
GCU.
Fuck. Right, okay, Joe.
Apologies.
He's a bean.
Right, here's your bean. You're either going to eat peach or barf.
Oh, oh my God, man.
And I've already took a peach out, brother.
No, you had a strawberry banana.
I said peach or...
No, you had strawberry banana.
It was,
they do look similar. So I'm going for one that's like kind of orange with red speckles. Do you know, that's karma for me saying I hope you get vomit first, because I'm now getting...
You're going to get it.
Okay, guys. I'll see you on the other side, guys.
See you in hell.
Bottoms up.
Oh! Vomit, vomit, vomit.
Let it face. Let it face.
Joe, we need a zoom in on this guy's face here. Talk me through it.
Oh my fucking God, mate.
Right, wait, one of two?
Oh, aye.
Number two.
I'm set to get a bad one here.
Get
again.
It spun,
that
bro.
Was fucking horrible, mate.
Dead fish.
I actually think that was dead fish, aye? Because they're the same colour.
Aye.
Wasn't it any better, right enough?
Aye, I know. It's true.
Right, so birthday cake or dirty dishwasher?
We
always say dirty dishwasher.
We always say dirty dishwasher.
Every time.
Pretty similar flavours, I would guess.
Aye, that's true.
Right, so this one's fucking horrendous.
Oh, it's bad. Because you can taste like the soap and everything.
I don't know how they do this, honestly. Right.
The scientists at Bean Boozled are just excellent.
Well, guys, you know, another bean down. And I'm getting a wee birthday cake here. No doubt about it. Fuck off.
Two bad ones, bro.
What? Wait.
No. Oh, see, the birthday cake's a rough start, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But then it turns into Costco cake.
Oh, no.
Well, you got a baby one there.
Oh, I need a drink, mate.
Aye. Oh, is that bad? Right, Joe boy, he's got one there.
2 seconds, guys.
While he's doing that, you want to do mine? Read mine
out. Right, let's go. Question number two for Jamie. One wee second here. How many siblings does Evan have?
Dos.
Correct.
What? Is it two?
Correct.
My answer was two and it was two. Two sisters, yes.
Correct. You want me to eat a bean for that?
No. Get one, didn't you, son?
Right, okay. Fuck.
Right.
Let's go.
Question number two.
I must
Evan.
Have some right.
Name one football team Jamie played for and it was at least one season of.
It's in the bag.
And you said Bayliston, which is correct.
Yes. Yes. Well done, brother.
Did you play for Toll Cross?
I didn't even write them down as an answer, but
would
I did.
Would you have accepted, because I was going to actually flex on that answer and say Perth Glory.
Oh, mate, no, I played for ECU, but I wrote it down.
You didn't Perth Glory down?
No, I played E for ECU in Australia and Quinns. I never played for Perth Glory.
Oh, you played against them?
Played against them.
Thank fuck, I never done that.
Young boys scudded us. right, on okay. A, is this...
So this is...
My question?
Your question?
My answer aye. For your question mm-hmm. three.
Okay, so question number three is Evan's favourite comedy TV show ever. You said Trailer Park Boys... I think it is Trailer Park Boys.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, that is correct.
Oh, fuck.
Come on, mate. I know, yeah.
Should have wrote up, babes.
You're out to get me, bro.
So question number three for Evan.
Yep.
Is name all of Jamie's household pets.
This, you fucked me in the fucking asshole with this, mate.
I knew you'd forget one.
Yeah.
Or two.
So you said Cairo, Daniel, and Colin. So... And the real one is Daniel Warren Stewart and Cairo here.
Warren? No, read Cairo's full name, please.
Aye, so Cairo, we've got Myanmar, the Prince of Cairo.
That's his name.
What? Why do you name your pets after like US senators, guys. Warren and that?
Mate, Stewart.
That's what I said. I said, I know it's got to be a mad human name. Aye. And I was like, I don't know why Colin's coming to my head. I knew it wasn't Colin.
Warren is close to Colin.
I think technically Jamie should eat a bean for this for being so neglectful to not even tell me.
I've told you, Stewart.
I should.
I hate him. I hate Stewart, but
why?
You know he's the one I hate. You don't know about this. Do you remember, I forget what episode this was, and it was probably back when Joe was... The first time around, his first stint with Riley's Gaff, I came in with a mad gas mask on.
No. Do you remember this, mate?
No.
I can't remember what it was for.
Oh, it was your...
It was a deep fried. It was like 9-11 or something. I bounced in my gas mask. Like, more bounce at this plane or something. Like, it was something. I'm a deep fried on Patreon. Patreon.com/Rilesguy if you want to go and see it. And it was my fucking deed second cousin's proper naval gas mask. Like a real thing for right. the fucking proper Navy. And he died and I was cleaning out his house and I was like, I'm fucking taking that. And I took it home, went up the road with it, came in the house with it. The wee dog was brand new. It was like fucking a new dog, like 6 months or something. And I went up and I was like, ugh. I was like, nah, I'm kidding on and pulled my mask off and he ran away and ever since. Like,
how is he the bad cunt in this situation?
He's a fucking wee prick, mate. Fuck him, I hate him, mate. He runs away from me and that.
No wonder you're the guy with the gas mask.
The guy, mate, still to this day, like 2 years later, I'm the guy with the gas mask.
Fuck, right.
The guy with the gas mask, right.
He's a spin.
Somebody's got to be that guy.
Yep.
So this is either going to be for Evan, Tutti Frutti or Stinky Old Socks.
Oh, mate, the Stinky Jocks are bad, bro. The Smelly Jocks.
I've no had Stinky Socks.
Oh, they're terrible, brother.
Right. So what kind of colours are you looking for here?
So this is going
like
to be...
Like a multi-coloured, like a pinky sort of multi-coloured. That one.
Aye, it's like whitey.
Get that down, you Zulu warrior.
Oh, wait, it's that one.
Eat it. Down in one, you Zulu
guys,
warrior.
We just need to make sure with this because there's no chance I'm eating dirty dishwater again.
Dirty dishwasher.
Dirty dishwasher. There it's there. Guys, this is going to be some glorious Tutti Frutti.
Oh.
And I'm going to be smiling.
Tutti Frutti.
Oh, they're pure cheesy, mate.
Ah, the Smelly Jocks. you got the Smelly Jocks, brother. I apologise. You're going through it now for the cause.
Half it's stuck and we need to play.
Oh, bro. I will have an early drink if you need.
Oh my God, mate. My cheesy socks.
Cheesy socks, bro.
Oh, that
is no use. Halfway done, but don't worry. You're going to want to go.
I thought you meant halfway done the questions. I was like, thank fuck. Right, next one.
Your second bean, right, is toasted marshmallow or stink bug.
Oh.
And you're looking for a kind of brownish, shite-coloured one.
Aye, good, mate. Cheers. Is it like white?
White with shite inside it.
White with shite, good. Right, guys. We've tried a bit of positivity. Let's go reverse psychology this time. I think I'm going to prepare myself for a stink bug here.
You got deep throat a stink bug?
Oh, of course.
He's done it.
They're lovely. I love, like, see when you eat like three bad ones in a row, then you get the palate cleanser.
Palate cleanser.
Oh, nothing beats it, mate.
Right, mate.
That's good.
On to the next one, Joe Boy.
Okay, so.
You might not need these.
So, question number 4, Jamie, was what is Evan's favourite flavour of Fanta? You said peach. The answer is grape.
Were you thinking grape, no?
You like a grape? I was thinking the purple one. I didn't know if that was grape
that
or
grape.
Red cut. I see it. It was either that or peach, mate, but...
Yeah, quit yam. Get us boys beans.
Pass me the fucking... the death nail in my fucking life, bro.
So, here's your bean, Jamie. Strawberry banana smoothie or deed fish. That's orangey with red inside it.
Oh my God, the deed fish, man. It's the kind of darker one in it. No, it's the lighter one with yellow in it.
No, it's not.
No,
it's orange and red, mate. It's fucking good.
Oh, look, it's got yellow in it at the bottom. Look at it compared to the other red one.
Oh, aye, it's got bits of yellow in it. That's the way you tell them apart, then. Aye. I've never seen that.
Mate, don't chat to me about the bends, bro. Right. Here we go. Season other side. Tasty.
Oh my God, man.
A lovely smoothie.
This guy's not one bad bean yet.
See that again.
Spin again.
Right. We can try again for a shitey one, right? Pomegranate or Old Bandage?
Oh,
yes,
no,
this
man.
Is the worst one.
Old Bandage is hellish, bro.
Right.
Let's do it. What is it? Pomegranate?
Have you had Old Bandage?
Pomegranate. Aye, but I'm not getting it this time.
Right.
Come on.
Come on, boy.
Oh.
it really is that bad.
Oh my fucking god, bro. Oh, do you know the worst thing about it? Know how we say it tastes like a hospital? It tastes like, mate, it tastes like letting a war in a hospital. I'm in a dirty war.
I can like smell that or something, mate.
My breath's actually reeking at hospital.
Is it my breath? I can smell.
Right, mate, that nearly took me out there. That nearly took me down my first bad bean, man.
I can't believe you've had one bad one.
The streak is ended.
I've had one good one. Right, okay, so, next question. So I think it's my answer, yeah, innit?
Question number four for you, Evan, was in what year did Jamie move to Australia? And you correctly guessed 2012.
Well yes! Done, bro. Mate, well done. Do you know, right? I sat and done the maths for that. Like, he would have went to primary in 2002, 7 years, 2009, and then I was like, he left school in like third year, added 3 years.
Mate, that you're like Dexter or something, aren't you?
A wee bit.
Right, good, mate. I'm glad you're not getting a bean. Right, so it's my question five, is this?
Question number five, Jamie. Name one food that Evan hates, and you said cucumber. The answer is either sweet corn or aubergine.
Yeah, that was it. No cucumber. I knew it was a fucking dick-like fruit, dick-like vegetable. I knew it was, mate. You're just too straight, man.
Too straight. No having any of that shit.
Right, bro. What am I fucking munching on?
You're going to be munching on either a Tutti Frutti or a Stinky Soak.
Oh, mate. They're getting whittled down to the fucking nubs.
Mate, I just tasted that again when you say it. Like, see,
I've got a new tactic. I get right to the flavour.
My breath,
I
man.
I like chew it up and get my tongue right on it to see. Mmm. Tutti Frutti.
Oh,
Tutti Frutti. Right, that was good.
So your second bean, Jamie, is going to be either strawberry banana smoothie or a deed-old fisher.
Oh, man, that's the third one of them I've had. I think I've already had two strawberry and banana smoothies. Oh, fuck. Because I think it's an indescript number of each flavour they've got in here, innit? Is it four or something?
You don't even know, mate. There's no way of telling, mate, they're evil. The man behind the beans is total evil.
Oh,
is that dead fish?
I don't fucking know. I don't think I've had a fucking bath, bro.
Oh, mate, that is the worst. That and old bandage.
Oh, like a fucking monkey or something.
Mate, the beans will do that.
Oh, mate, the beans did.
The beans will put you back. Devolve you. You start walking four legs with that.
Maybe now.
Right,
right.
So question number five for you, Evan, was what is Jamie's favourite chocolate bar? You said Galaxy Caramel.
Literally.
The answer is annoying. I don't like the answer. Tony's Chocolate.
Tony's Chocolate Only? You know about that?
I know about it, but it's...
You know I love it.
Or a Yorkie.
And you know I love that. Galaxy Caramel is my least favourite thing to put in my mouth, bro. Except what? Bobby's, isn't it? Pause.
Mate, Galaxy Caramel is probably my favourite.
I hate it. It's too smooth. It's too milky and that. It gets in my teeth not. I like one, like working man's chocolate that's a bit more earthy.
Aye. No, I love, just side note, a wee, what is it, raisin and biscuit Yorkie? The
aye.
Purple one. Mate, they're lovely,
they're
mate.
Dynamite. They're the lassie ones. But
anyway.
Geez the beans. Take them, bro. Right.
Right, yeah, right.
Joe boy.
So it's either going to be a peach or bath.
Oh.
On. Fuck.
You're ready?
You just had a bath.
I've took one of the baths out of the game, bro.
Is that the one with the yellow in it? No?
No. Look in the other
side
of this.
In case I drop them, mate. Right.
You can see it, mate. You'll be fine.
Peach or bath. Right, so it's all orange and red. So this one. Bath was the worst experience probably I've had in the last 5 years of my life.
Yep.
Eating that. Because, see, when you eat bath, you just it just tastes like you've been sick.
Aye, it's...
But I'm not going to get that. What I'm looking at, and I love peach. See, peach Fanta, that's my second favourite Fanta. So if I get a peach, life is all good, baby.
Oh.
Oh my God. Why did I pure swallow like the juice coming out?
Oh no, mate. You drank the bath? You sipping on that bath, bro?
Oh no, man, because I've eight of them, like all the flavours are just
amalgamations, bro. Get some juice, don't you? Before your next bean.
No, let's do no juice.
New rum. Are you nuts, bro?
No, until the end, no juice.
Right, fuck it.
Right, Evan. So, this is going to be toasted marshmallow or stink bug.
Oh, fuck, I forgot I've got another one.
Outrageous question. Fuck, get this gun.
Are you allowed a vape?
Aye, you get a vape done for a pack. Only if I can have some of your vape, but I know. Can we share a vape?
Depends, you want to drop one of the questions for the question.
Depends how lenient you are with your answers, bro.
Oh, God, can you scratch my back? I'll scratch yours. Right, what have I got? Cappuccino?
Toasted marshmallow or stink bug?
Bottoms up, baby.
Oh, ho, ho.
Toasted marshmallow.
Sitting by a campfire.
Filling with the chilling with the lads.
Yep. CAMPFIRESONG song.
That's what I can hear in my taste buds are singing that.
Beautiful, mate. Right. I'm glad.
Right. So we're over halfway through the questions here.
Oh my God, we're only fucking halfway through. We need to do like that all again.
So question number six for Jamie is, when Evan was in Vietnam, what age group did he teach? And you said 2 to 5, which is like the biggest age bracket ever.
No. 1 to 40.
And the answer is 3 to 5 year olds.
I'll give him that because no doubt they've sneaky Vietnamese snuck a few 2 year olds in my classroom.
I said kindergarten, so 2 to 5.
Well done for remembering that, mate. I really like that you remembered that.
It was a fucking bunch of little savages, bro.
I loved them, mate.
They were like your kids. Would you ever adopt like 16 Vietnamese wins?
No, because number one, it'd be a nightmare, like language wise. But then I could just teach them all English. In fact, aye, fuck it. If you're looking to offload some young Asian children, bring them my way.
They could propel this podcast into the oblivion.
Mate, imagine we just had a group like the Thai Tims.
Go child labour force. So fuck.
Right, right. Wait, hold on. What even happened there, mate? The beans have fucking boozled my brain.
I got one right, technically.
You got it right. Aye, I'll give you that.
So we'll move on.
So question number six for Evan is, you have to name one of Jamie's current or previous Pro Clubs player names.
Mate.
And you said the Terrorizer, which was your name.
That was yours. No, right, I'm going to give you one more guess, right? Because if you get it, then no. Because that's not... that you've said your name.
No, but the reason I said my name was because I couldn't remember your name and I thought he's made it the Terrorizer at one point.
I did. After, mate, so even, on a technicality... I wanted to base my game after Terrorizer after playing with... Mate, he's a legend of the game.
But we need to pay real respect on these beans. And you didn't call your guy the Terrorizer, so I need to eat 2 beans, mate.
I think I'll give you one more guess if you can find it in your heart, because if you think back, I'm sure you'll remember who partnered with the Terrorizer. Who's it in that pitch with the Terrorizer, bro?
Oh, I agree.
Because when you hear the name, you're going to be annoyed. Like never, I've wrote a list of names in that you can.
There's, I know, six here.
There's six names, right? But I'm just going to say one.
I feel sick, mate.
I'm going to say one. Charlie Manson.
Fuck.
Charlie Manson and the Terrorizer.
I can't believe
tore
that.
Up Div 1, mate.
Oh, mate. And do you know, that's the one I was like, when I don't get this, you're going to be like, I can't even believe it. See, that's when the crowd, I'm sure there was like, the crowd were chanting actually, there was like a racist chant going towards me at one point by the crowd, which really put me off for a while. And I'm sure it was during that.
Aye, I think so. It was, did you hear a few people chanting something today with your heritage or whatever?
Aye, they were coming for my ancestry. They were chanting out my ancestry DNA results. But
18%.
Right, okay, on we go.
So, read
the answers, but for the people.
Aye, sorry, so there's six here, right? So, the Tickler.
Shoot, the fucking Tickler.
Big Graham. Charlie Manson has said.
Big Graham
was a
just tip. Nightmare. No, the Nightmare. Right?
Just Nightmare.
The Menace and that Abomination.
The Abomination was some player, mate. The Abomination was some player.
And Evan, wee black I'm sorry guy. To say, right, but you need to eat either Dirty Dishwasher or Birthday Cake.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's all the same. We've no had.
I'm not even kidding on. I feel dizzy.
I feel sick.
I showed it. I feel a bit sick. Right, what is it? Dirty dishwater?
Washer.
Mate, I feel dizzy. I actually feel dizzy after eating these. Right, multicoloured wee number.
Aye.
Vape in hand at the ready. Here we go.
It's Gary. How about 10-10 passenger? This deep that.
That tells you.
That is.
That's doing you in, bro. Dirty dishwater? Washer? What?
dirty dishwasher water.
Let me explain.
The vape.
Let me explain, like, the taste of this for yous, right? See, when, say you've done your dishes, right? In the sink, right? No dishwashers involved. You've done them in the sink, right? But there's like, now there's like, if you poured what's in the basin, it, but there's still a wee bit of soap around the drain. See if you had to put that in a cup and shot it.
Oh.
Mate, I feel sick, mate. We've never like, ate this many beans.
No, this has been a fucking outrageous run.
This is unprecedented.
No, see, mate, you got about 10 in a row in the general knowledge one. Mate, I kind of wanted to say, just maybe before we get our next bean out, mate, see, because obviously it's in the Patreon one, go and subscribe and watch it because it's funny. But mind on the general knowledge question, one of the questions was about Scottish inventors and you said Graham Alexander Bell. And then the tiebreaker question was, who invented the telephone? And you done Graham Alexander Bell.
But his name's Alexander Graham Bell, so you don't, you can't fuck with answers in the beans. I've got another one.
Aye, so you might be glad of this. You might be glad. And I think you might know what this one's going to be. Either Berry Blue or toothpaste.
We've never had that, bro. Mate, we've ran through a full packet of them and there's still about 8 fucking Berry Blues in the other packet.
That's a pure conspiracy, I think. Right. I would, do you know what the best thing about this one is? So if there was a tube of toothpaste in here, I would put a bit in my mouth now. That's not as good as I thought it was going to be, mate.
Is it like used toothpaste? Oh, shouldn't I said that? That's disgusting. Sorry.
Oh my God, mate. That's no good.
Like the bottom of a wee toothpaste holder, a wee toothbrush holder.
It's actually like eating like it's no minty, it just tastes like actual toothpaste.
You like used toothpaste?
I mean, it's better than other ones, but it's like
better than devil, you know.
Now the actual tastes exactly what it says, like, and you're thinking toothpaste, that'll just taste like a mint. It just tastes like actual squirting toothpaste in your mouth.
Aye.
I mean, it's better than bath or
whatever the fuck else we've got today.
Right.
Speaking of,
cool. So number 7 for you, Jamie, was, what scheme was it that was meant to be coming down to batter Evan and his pals for taking a picture, throwing a certain hand sign up? And you get one bean for the gang name and one bean for the place. You said EK, and you didn't even try EK.
I don't know any.
And the answers were actually Fernhill, and it's the Wifty.
Fernhill Wifty run the show. Shout out to Catchy, the the diss he done.
And
shout to Catchy.
Catchy. That was a good diss. Right, I'll take that, man. Fuck it.
So, Jamie, you're going to eat either a pomegranate or an old bandage here.
Easy days. Fuck it. Oh, my.
Don't spit it at you. See, I've eaten about 8 bad ones in a row.
I'm down at 1.
Aye, it's all right.
That was horrible. That's a full jelly bean, mate. I didn't have any taste.
No, you need to chew them.
I just swallowed that one. I chewed it twice and just gubbed it. That's like a fish or something. Like a bird or something.
Bebo, you know the rules.
You know the rules. Big up bean boozled. Big up jelly beans. Let's get it.
Right, Jamie. Number 2 for you.
Fuck's sake.
My vape tastes like fucking stink bug.
that is your stink bug. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, no, man.
Stink bug is terrible.
No, mate, none of you've even touched a rotten egg yet. Right, what one? Stink bug again, do you remember? Like, oh, the marshmallow one.
Sort of brown in it.
Aye, so defo that in it, with that big jobby stain on it. Well, that's a lovely toasted marshmallow. Oh.
Mate, next person to get that. That toothpaste is fucking terrible, mate.
Oh, mate, toasted marshmallow is the perfect palate cleanser.
Right.
Right, Joe boy.
So question number 6 for Evan was, what is the biggest animal that Jamie would claim to be able to beat in a fight? You said,
let's see if I get this right,
a horse. And that was correct.
Yes, man!
Could defo smash a horse, bro.
Mate, I know you could. You fucking go that and you, mate. Horses are dumb. You could easily trick a horse out of the
barn. Tackle it, mate. Nah, it's done.
Tie the bastard up. Get on,
the bastard up and
we
nuts.
Love animals and I love horses. I've always said, let me just sidetrack here. People will know the back roads for like Blantyre to Uddingston. There's horses just everywhere. And sometimes when I'm driving, I look to the side and I look at the horses. And sometimes I think, imagine I crashed my motor and died staring at fucking horses. And I think I'd be perfectly all right with that. That's how majestic horses are. That's
but Jamie could fucking leather one.
Mate, I drive by them and make them flinch, not. Man, I think they're fucking big cowards, mate.
Right.
Oh, you go. No, wait, I got it right. Aye. I'm sweating here, bro. Honestly, I'm
you're out of place, bro. Right.
So, another bean then?
No,
don't need to eat a bean because I got it right. So,
you still know grass.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm like, yeah, a good bean there.
So, you get a good bean there.
Right, so it's Jamie's next question for me.
Question number 7 for Jamie was number 8 for Jamie was what was Evan's MSN, Addy?
That was probably a hard one, mate. If you get that right, I'll eat a bean.
You said,
I mean, I don't actually agree to that.
You said, We have to Riley. And the answer was evanr619@hotmail.com.
Mate, see, be fair, Steve, did you say email?
MSN Addy, so it's like that was that your, you that your was, address.
Mate, see, if I thought of an email address, I would have got pretty close to that because I remembered the 619. But I said straight after it, review the tapes, mate. I said, no, it's a wrestling thing.
Did you?
But then I forgot what's We Evd O'Reilly again? Was that your PSN name or something?
That's what I call myself.
So my granny calls me. Right, what's my fucking poison then, brother?
Your poison is strawberry banana smoothie or deed fish.
Oh my goodness, googly moogly golly gosh, bro. Stop fucking giving me this atrocity. This fucking horrendous bean. Little strawberry and banana smoothie. Yeah, I've had about 4 of them.
Aye, whoever, somebody's getting a dead fish next.
Right, go Joe.
So this one, it's actually baby blue or toothpaste again.
Mate, I've got them
You've
all.
You've got like, all the blues out.
I've got them all looked out, mate.
You need to eat a blue, like a Valium. We should date with Valleys, mate.
Oh, just sitting drooling in
that. Mate, that toothpaste, dynamite.
I don't like it.
Like the taste of sweetie I like.
But that just gets really toothpastey. Like it gets quite strong toothpaste. Like I didn't enjoy it.
That tastes like, Joe, do you remember in Florida you were getting mad chewing gums that were in a mad circle tin?
Icebreaker
chewing gums, mate. That tastes exactly like them. I didn't enjoy it at all. I get you though.
My stomach is fucking dancing, bro.
Right, straight up Aquafresh, downed.
Right, okay. Right,
and your second bean?
No, you done
that.
Done
was,
to
that
it.
Was your second bean.
So that was my dust beans.
So question number 7 for you.
No, I think we done. Is that no 8?
See, it was question.
It's
8,
weird. Bro. Like you wrote like a question, but you didn't put a number at it, so you've got an extra question on this one.
All right. Oh fuck it, just go.
Oh mate, because I was like, why have I only got 9? That added another question.
There's one in like the middle with a number on it, then it just skips.
All right, just go with that one then.
So question number 7. Was what is Jamie's favourite thing to wear on his feet? You said foam runners. The answer was foam runners.
Yes.
You know me too.
He's wearing them today.
I'm wearing neither of my new ones. Now my other ones were fucked, so I wear them and like I've got different foam runners for different activities now. Because like, I need to the other ones are looking a bit good, mate. So and right, so nae beans for that
beans,
one.
Nae beans. Thank fuck, man. I'm struggling. I'm kind of on the edge here, mate. Like, another bean could kill me, then, mate.
I think you could shoot the place up, mate.
Two more bad beans, I'm out of here.
Question number 9 for Jamie was, when watching wrestling as a toddler, what did Evan do in his grand's house? You said he recreated a cage match, and the answer was, he hit his grand with a chair.
Oh, fuck, mate. Do you know what? Oh, do you know what I kept saying? I kept saying Gredo's stories for the podcast. I was like, I wore his grand's leotard and then got blood over the bed and that. And I was like, wait, that was Gredo. And I was all getting all mixed up. Fuck, I forgot about that bastard.
Here's your poison.
Bean me up, Joey.
Cappuccino or liver and onion?
Oh, none of us have had liver and onion.
Mate, do you know what? I'll tell you something, Evan.
It's just brown, mate.
There's only like a few in there, but there's ones that are like extremely dark. Do you think the extremely dark ones?
That's it.
So how's there's only 2 of them, but are they not the same? I think they're the same, but these ones are just a lot darker.
Aye.
Do you think the darker ones will have worse flavour?
Aye, go for the dark one.
Go for a dark one? Do you think they're like concentrated liver and onion?
Aye, like diluting juice.
Double strength.
Question
don't know, but oh, cappuccino.
Aye.
Beautiful, beautiful. Very like strong cappuccino, though.
I like the cappuccino.
It's an espresso.
Your second bean is strawberry banana smoothie or beet fish.
You better fuck off with this shit. Oh, bro, that's definitely going to be a deed fish because I've not had one yet.
You've had about 8 strawberry banana smoothies.
On you go, mate. Get that fish, don't you?
Mmm.
Oh, my fucking God, mate. Is that another strawberry and banana
that's
smoothie?
That's another strawberry and banana.
Oh.
Strawberry and nana, bro.
Strawberry and nana.
So question number 8 for Evan was, what is the fastest Jamie has ever recorded a 5K run? You said 19 minutes, and the answer was 28 minutes. Ha ha ha.
What do you think of that, mate?
Well, I actually said I know it's going to be a lie anyway.
No.
But that's definitely not a lie. I don't know why 19 minutes is fucking
that's rapid. Mate, I've never been able to do that. Even when I was like young and skinny and fast.
I don't know why I went that low. Like, I wanted to pay you some respect.
It was during COVID I started running again. My first one I done was like 38 minutes. And I was like, fuck this. And I go by the end of COVID, I go down to 28. I was like, that'll do me. Mm-hmm. And I've no ever done one again. So
aye.
Aye.
Right, okay, geese the beans.
So your bean is buttered popcorn or rotten egg?
You know what that is, mate? That's white with yellow spots on it.
You know, this one's glistening in the fucking lights in here, baby.
You know the rules.
You know the rules, let's get it.
Rosa egg, bro.
Oh, what, mate? My horn smell of them in a minute.
You hate that shit, I know, don't you?
Oh my god, mate! I'm actually gonna be sick, mate.
Why did we do two beans?
Just because fucking mental.
So your second bean, Evan?
Get
a bit of vape, don't you?
Let me get a vape, man. We're fucking. We're in fucking.
We're plenty of
this
time.
Is crunch time now. Into the nitty gritty. Right, go, Joe.
Juicy pear or snorter?
Oh, we're gone even more Scottish.
Snort.
I get what you mean. They're different colours. I think I'll go for this.
Yep, that
is
nice.
That looks like a big fat snotter.
No, it's a juicy pear for my boy.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Beautiful. That's a pear.
Feeling alive. Staying alive.
Question number 10 for you, Jamie, was what was Evan's all-time favourite ecky? And you said Mitsubishi's. The answer was Green Androids.
Oh, fuck aye.
Green Androids made me clean up a lassie's sick and think it was lentils.
Was that that time?
That was right, that time, mate. So if you can do that to me, you've got my blessing.
You've got your bit of balls.
You've got my respect.
Right.
Jamie, you're eating buttered popcorn or rotten egg?
No,
get that rotten egg down you, bro. That was really horrendous, mate.
Horrendous?
It was horrendous.
Oh.
Oh, you fucker.
Delicioso.
You still
bro.
Get one there, but.
I know, man. Why am I dancing?
And your second bean is strawberry banana smoothie or dead fish.
You're lying.
You've surely ate them all now.
You're a lying cunty, a guy. Mate, there's 4 of these left. Like, there's 4 and there was 8 to start with, so.
No.
No.
No. Get a bean boozled out of your phone. We'll get a rigged, pack.
Wait. No.
That's no strawberry and bananas movie.
No, but it's no as bad. Oh, I just fucking barfed. Oh, no. Oh, that was a bad ass.
Mate, see when you smell your breath after you've ate the sick one, it is dreadful.
Oh no, I don't know if that may have been stink bug or something. I may have just picked up a rogue colour there, bro, but right. See, mate, it could have been dead fish. I've never tried one.
Have I got another question? Are we done?
You do. You have. Shit. You've got 2 more questions.
Well,
because you wrote 2 extra questions.
I've wrote an extra question by accident, but you don't need a bean for the last one. Oh, so you can have a bean each.
One bean each. Bean, aye, that's fair. Each.
So question number 9 this is, if Jamie was to live in one city other than Glasgow, where would it be? You said Amsterdam, and it was in fact Amsterdam.
Yes.
Well done,
I was
mate.
Between that New York, but I thought Amsterdam.
Well done, mate. Well done, 100%.
Question number 10 was, other than sharks and the ocean, what's Jamie's biggest phobia? You said things that are big and they're not meant to be big. The answer is things that are a lot bigger than they should be.
Mate, well done. You'd fucking smashed that.
Thank you, man.
You an extra question and you still got off scot-free, bro.
Yes.
Brush your shoulder off.
Right.
Right, come on, mate.
We've no even... This isn't even the end of the beans.
Fuck off.
We've got another round. How many questions should we do? Should we do five?
Five, maybe.
Five, one bean.
And are we...
Winner takes all.
Are we buzzing in?
I think we... No, because... If we do what we're planning to do, it's whoever gets closest.
Oh, aye, yep.
So we both get an answer.
Yep.
So I think you get the first one, you answer first, the second one, I'll answer
right,
first.
That sounds
right.
Good.
Right, so what we're going to do now is Joe's going to give us some things, and this is from somebody in the Patreon suggested this in the comments, and we liked the idea of this. We thought it was good. So we're going to try and guess the prices of things, and whoever gets closest... Doesn't need to eat a bean.
Right.
These beans are going to be done, mate, nearly.
Mate, we've put a hurting on these beans.
Mate, my stomach is actual shouting at me.
Aye, it goes wild, doesn't it?
Right, okay. So, do you have any there, Joe?
Aye.
Right.
So, product number one, and this is on Amazon.
Right, okay.
And it is a unicorn nightlight for kids, 3D illusion LED lamp. And right. It goes 7 colours, up to 16 colours.
You better go first.
I'll go first. 16 quid.
Right.
The answer is...
No, wait, no. I need to guess.
Sorry.
Right.
15 quid.
let me get that. So it's a unicorn 3D...
Unicorn nightlight for kids 3D illusion.
I'm going to go... £11.
£9.99.
Oh! Am I beaning it up?
Right, bean. We'll do one bean, because the beans are nearly done.
Fucking hell, mate.
Mate, surely the cat, that can't be good for you, just eating all the beans in one sitting, mate.
No, like, these have got mad radioactive shit. They've got Walmans in that one. Aye, mate.
Right, Joe, so, give him a spin.
Can't eat them if you're pregnant.
Right. Your bean, Jamie, is berry blue or toothpaste.
Toothpaste again.
Lovely toothpaste, mate. I really like enjoy the toothpaste.
Right.
Okay. It's like Aquafresh.
Product number two is the eWare toilet roll holder, which is wall mounted and it's got a self adhesive on it and it's stainless steel.
Right, I'll go.
Right, no drilling required.
Right. Okay, so that brings the price down a bit, I would say. If there's no, can it be hard into the wall? Is it a toilet roll holder that's mount like
stainless
right.
steel?
Stainless steel, right. Mm. Oof, price of steel these days is fucking skyrocketed. I think we're looking at £30.
I'm gonna go £9.
If that's your final answer, you would be correct. It started off at £10.99, but is now £7.99. So Jamie, you're right.
Writing the money, brother. Writing the money.
Evan, you're going to be eating today birthday cake or dirty dishwasher.
Every time you say it, I mean, say that. Or dirty dishwasher.
right, okay, it's pink spots and that, isn't it? Right, okay, here we go. Guys, the things we do for you. Again, man.
You've been punished, bro.
Oh, fucking hell, mate. Getting to the point.
You be alright driving home, that?
I don't think so. Imagine I got a pull of blood, right, breathalyzer. You've been eating all sorts of fucking dodgy beans.
Chemicals or something.
Aye, it's fucking broke the breathalyzer. Right.
Melted the breathalyzer, bro, you've been eating.
Oh, man.
Dirty right. dishwasher, mate.
Just leave them here.
Oh, aye.
Because I might be on another one.
So the next product is Mario Kart 8 Deluxe for the Nintendo Switch.
Right, £50, 50 Great British Pounds.
Okay.
I'll go 60.
The answer is £37.95.
Fuck off.
Come on, you can't.
And Evan, you're going to be cappuccino or liver and onions.
No bad, mate. Take that. It's either dinner or dessert.
Cappuccino? Oh, yes.
Oh. A campachoo-choo.
Oh, that I needed that, mate. That's revived me.
Yep, that's a good one.
Right.
Next question, okay. Joe. Is this the... What question one, four now?
This is the fourth, aye.
Mm-hmm.
So this is question number four. and the product is a hot air balloon.
To buy?
Ready to fly.
It comes blew up in
that. Oh, fuck me. I'm a hot air balloon ready to fly.
Is this standard?
This is including taxis and delivery. I don't know how they're delivering yet.
I mean, they fly at air, obviously.
Just land at your door.
Yeah, magically.
Right. I'm going to say that's 30 grand.
Right. I'm going to go 30 grand.
Okay, you might be surprised here. It's actually only 14 grand.
Oh, I get one.
Fuck it.
Get one for the pod.
Delivered in it.
And the day, even cheaper ones, a wee shitey one at 10 grand.
Get a couple of them.
Don't want a dodgy hot air balloon, mate. It's not something you want to cheap out on, a hot air balloon.
Okay. Right.
So the final.
Wait, he needs to.
Sorry. What's your bean, Jamie?
Aye, we just. What does it spin on?
Your bean has spun on juicy pear or bogey.
Mate, there's only one left.
And it's got to be a boogie. Oh, my stomach, mate.
Doesn't even... Mate, bogeys are actually all right.
Doesn't he say whose bogey it is,
oh,
bro?
Oh, no, mate, I know this is Shrek's bogey or something, bro.
Shrek's bogey?
Oh,
I don't like that.
Oh, my God, mate.
I'll try fling it, then let a fucking seagull again.
Right, last one.
So the final product is Rangai Island, and that's off the coast of Thailand.
Right.
It's going to be island. It's an island. It's got beaches. It's large acreage.
What is
the
acreage, please?
The acreage, I can tell you.
Oh, square miles.
Square meter.
So the square meter, acres is 110. So it's quite...
110
right?
Square acres, right. I've got a good idea. It's in Thailand. Is there a wraparound beach, Joseph, do you know?
It's a encompassing beach, I would say. It's kinda,
that takes the price up to about $625,000, I think, mate. You can change that to pounds or baht if you want.
No, you need to answer in baht.
Right, so I'm got. You said 625. I'm gonna go. I'll go fuck me an island. right, I would have guessed similar to that. I'll go 800 grand.
Okay, the answer is $160 million.
Why are we hanging an island for like that? Under a million?
Mate, I'm sure islands are near that. Like, I'm sure.
Aye, the fucking Orkney Islands and that.
Aye, my Scottish islands. Aye, but I'm sure. Is Epstein's Island though? Just go for
it. How much is Epstein's Island?
Aye, let's get that up.
Try and find out, right?
Right, well, you won that anyway.
Right, last
you got
bean.
You got a Ben for me, bro?
So your last bean is birthday cake or dirty dishwasher?
Oh, man.
Oh, my stomach.
Mate, I don't even think there is any of them left. Oh, no, there is. Me Costco cake. Me Costco cake.
Oh, ended it in a good gym,
lovely,
mate. I'm happy with that.
Lovely, perfect.
That's nice.
Mate,
thank
are we
you,
saying
Joe.
Goodbye to the beans?
We're saying goodbye to the beans for, honestly, I'm saying at least a few months, mate. I need a few months to...
We'll get the guests on the beans, but...
We need to... Troops, should we get the guests, every guest, to eat a bean? No matter what, you're eating a bean, you're getting fucking up the road.
That's your pain at the door.
Eat a bean. You need to eat a bean at the door.
Oh my God, they are actually dreadful.
They're no nice, mate. They're not an enjoyable substance to put in your mouth at all.
We actually nearly ate all of them, mate. I can't believe that. I feel fucking dizzy. What are you up to?
Oh, you just shutting the beans?
Put them away for a rainy day,
aye,
mate.
They can go. We can force them on our peers. But
without consent, we're going to force beans down cunts' throats.
Like spike cunts with beans, bro.
100%.
Our coffee and that.
Aye. But troops, look, we hope you enjoyed watching us fucking struggle our way through the beans. We are now going to go over to Patreon, where me and Jamie are going to be discussing Tales from Mushland. We visited the glorious land of the mushies yet again, and we've got some tales.
We've got some tales to tell, mate.
So we're going to go over to Patreon now, troops. We hope you enjoyed. If you want to see the rest of the episode, patreon.com/Riley's Gaff. you'll be able to see it on the free trial. You'll see £3 free trial tier. So if you want to just see the end of this, then cancel. It's up to yourself. So patreon.com/Riley's Gaff. See you later, troops.